Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
So like I told you, I made a quiet resolution to do more teaching. To do more teaching. Deliberate, more didactic. Because I don't want to continue to nurse babies indefinitely. Some things happened recently that made me say, no. If in meetings I spent more time praying over people, I will impress you more, but you won't grow as fast. We have a stupid devil out there. He doesn't respect labels. Oh, you go to church, you have Bible study. You have to know, it is those that know their God that will be strong and do exploits. You really have to know it. So we started yesterday with the theme you chose, which is what? All right. So we're teaching on endless life, essentially, the utter helplessness of man, the sovereign intervention of God. I used two sessions to establish the utter helplessness of man. Now, when it comes to the sovereign intervention of God, you now need to understand contexts and potentialities. Let me explain. If as I was talking, somebody began to levitate. Somebody said, some of you will run away immediately. But if we were all in space, it will be normal. It means what is possible differs from context to context. In some third world country, there are some sicknesses that if somebody has, the family will just start crying because they don't have the healthcare and the facility to deal with that kind of problem. But there are first world countries that have conquered some things medically. A lot of strange things have been accomplished through medical science. Things like heart transplants, they can exchange your heart. Yeah? In fact, some countries, I think in China, all right, have experimented head transplants. Not hair, head. In case you don't like the way your brain operates, I'm saying medical science is catching up. So, there are three kinds of life. As at the time the Bible was written, originally in Greek for the New Testament, the English language, I don't know if it's still true, had significantly less words than the Greek. And that's why there is a way the English language, the transliteration of the Bible, just used some blanket terminologies. That if you are not a Bible student, you will miss the deeper, more specific essence of what God is saying. So there are three kinds of life. As I was saying, when the Bible talks about life in the Greek, life does not mean the same thing in all contexts. All right?
So if you are a student of the Greek or you know how to use your lexicon, in many instances you check the original word that was used to discover that it's not the same word in different contexts. So now, the first type of life is bios. Bios. And that's the word from which you have biology. All right? And it simply refers to biological existence. Biological existence. It refers to your physical existence, your biological life, your animal life. They say you are a higher animal. You. All right? So when the Bible says in Luke chapter 8 verse 14, it says the parable of the sower, that thorns choked with cares and riches and pleasures of life, of bios. What thorns, what the cares of this life choke is biological life. Biological concerns. So it's not just talking about your biological existence, but the things that pertain to it, like your outward, material, and economic dimension to life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is, I'm talking about the things that give you food, the things that give you health, and things like that. Your biological life. When the Bible talks about the loss of the flesh, the loss of the eyes, and the pride of life is the pride of bios. That was the Greek word that was used there. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. The second one is spelled P-S-Y-C-H-E. Now, in English, it is pronounced psyche, but in the Greek, it was actually pronounced suke. Suke. All right. And I think it has so much correlation with what we now call psyche in English, because it refers to soulish life, your mind, your will, and your emotions, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Matthew 16:25. Whoever saves his suke shall lose it. Whoever saves his life shall lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and for my name's sake shall find it. Matthew 10:28. Don't fear those who are able to kill the bios, but he who is able to kill the suke in hell. Suke also refers to your personality, your desires, and your ambition. It is the self-centered dimension of your life. The part of you that is concerned about reputation, prestige. It is many people's suke that puts pressure on their bios. It is their suke that makes their bios want to remain snatched. You get what I'm saying? And suke is the part of you that undergoes education. It is the part of you that is developed in school. Now, I said all of this to say this. These first two dimensions to us, unintentionally or intentionally, enjoy a lot of investments. We have food, daily food. There are some of us who have never, never gone 24 hours without eating. Like in your life, if you're 30 years, 28 years, or 40 years old, you have never skipped food for 24 hours ever before in your life. There are people like that. Not one day has passed without you contributing to the nourishment of your bios. You've gone to school. Six years, depending on how, I mean, what part of the world, 6 years in primary, another 6 in secondary, another 4 in university, maybe another 2-3 in master's, 4 in PhD. You went through all of that to develop your suke. But well, there is a third dimension to you that many people hardly, scarcely pay attention to. See, let me tell you. There is a lot the masses don't know. Whoever designed the game of chess has dark knowledge. Because what he's showing you is a parable of life. That in life, there are pawns. In life, listen, that game is complete. Because in the game, you have a king, you have a queen. It speaks to politics. It speaks to economics. It speaks to the army. There is a soldier. There is a castle. There is a priest, a bishop, right? So it talks about religion. It talks about governance. And then there are pawns. The pawns are the majority. They are limited in their movements. In the same world, your view, your perspective can be limited. And there are things that happen behind the scenes. The real economics, you don't discover it in the news. The real money moves are made before they go public. You know, something happened when we're trying to buy our church property. Because of the caliber of property we were trying to get, we're dealing with a lot of uber rich people. And most of them were saying, okay, we want all our money at once. All our money at once. We want all our money at once. Then something happened. One particular week, all of the people that we had reached out to, two of them reached out to us and said, if we can get our money before Monday, if I can get half of the money before Monday, we'll take it. So there was something they knew. I checked the news. There was no news in the public. But somehow in that elite circle, there was news. They needed money for something. Till now, I don't know. Don't worry, now life now turn by turn. Now why did? Your laughter pained me. I didn't expect it. Ah, I thought. Anyway, I said that to say this. If you are buying the life, if you are buying the lie, that you don't need so much spirituality in life. Listen, there has never been a civilization that grew on intelligence alone. Never. Even in Bible days, the Egyptian kings and the Babylonian kings had something in common. They knew how to use divination. They used divination. Think about it. That's how come they invited Daniel into the cabinet. Not just because he was pious, but he... Come on, are you listening to me? So, to make economic decision, they use diviners. You don't, there's a lot you don't know. I studied building technology. Worked with Julius Berger for a while. I can tell you one thing for sure. There are some constructions you want to do in Nigeria, especially over water. You will sacrifice first. What does civil engineering? I was talking to a powerful, a top person in governance yesterday. No, not yesterday, sometime last week. He said he was talking to somebody in the government who said there is an angel
a spirit entity appears to her from time to time to tell her some things about governance. Who will win what election? Who should be what? Who should be where? And all of that. Like they were just talking and they got familiar and she spilled it. So imagine you spent all your time developing your body at the gym, developing your mind in school, but you are working with people who the moment you walk in, they know everything about you. They know your vulnerabilities, your weaknesses, your propensities, your you don't know where you are. You can't go far in life if all you know is bios and suke. Are you listening to me? So now, we started from a soteriological standpoint, meaning we started with salvation. But understand how relatable this is, even to the practical aspects of your life. Nicodemus did not come to Jesus for theology training. He came to Jesus because he saw results. So he came inquisitive about how this man could operate at this high dimension. So the first type of life is what? The second is what? Suke. All right, you're learning well. Now, we are talking about Zoe. All right? Now, I said Nicodemus saw a different kind of result in Jesus' life and came to Jesus to investigate. He came to investigate. And then he said, I know that you are a great teacher come from above. Because no one can do these great miracles except God be with him. And then Jesus replies and says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Listen to me. The kingdom of God is not somewhere you escape to. Running away from hell. It's a realm that has different potentialities that finds expression in the practical aspect of your life. I know that there are people who have taken this to the extreme and have reduced the entire Christian experience to what God can do for you financially or health-wise or in different aspects, you know, and they are wrong. But at the core, understand this, that being in God changes your experience. And that's what Jesus was saying. That listen, the reason why these things seem strange to you, new to you, unique to you, is because of where you are. There is a realm where these things are normal. There is a realm. See, it is either Jesus was a bully, Jesus was insensitive, or indeed there was a realm. Because listen, when you see a storm, and your disciples do the logical thing to do, which is to be afraid. And you wake up from your sleep and rebuke them. You literally tell them off. And you call them faithless. You must be working from a different economy or you're just plain wicked. Are you getting what I'm saying? It means that there is a quality of life. Now, listen, it's okay to call it endless life, but endless life actually restricts the real definition of this term, because endless life just constrains it to the duration. But Zoe refers to a superior quality of life. Not just the duration. The duration is one aspect of it. It is a higher life. A higher life. Somebody operating with bios. Somebody operating with suke. Listen, Philip using suke calculated how much bread is in the market times 5,000. If we are going to feed 5,000 people, you will need a month's wage times 12 to do that.
But Jesus, speaking from Zoe, he gives an instruction. He says, feed them. He himself knowing what to do. So it means there are situations in Suke where your hands are tied, but there is a way out in Zoe. There is a way out. With men, it is impossible. But not with God. Different economies in comparison. With men, it's impossible, but not with God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. When the doctor gave a remark about your health, about your eyes, about your ear, he was speaking from Suke about your bios. But you can speak from Zoe about your bios and say, if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in your mortal body, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also give life to your mortal body by the same spirit that dwells in you. The spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead, the spirit that conquered the grave, made mockery of death after 3 days. That spirit is at work in me. I've learned about chemistry, biology, geography. Nobody really spent time to help me meditate on this. So listen, now I have to start. Listen, I go to the gym 3 times a week to work on my bio. So what if I began to pay more attention? Something is happening in this place. And that's another thing about Zoe. It can remain dormant if you don't stir it. Just talking about it and something is erupting inside you. Erupting. Who told you don't have the capital? Who told you that when you come into this land newly, you must first go through nursing and then work in factories, and then after 30 years, who told you? You've planned like Philip from Suke. What is in your spirit? What is God saying? What is God saying? What has God said about your situation? What can God do? What do you expect in that church? Do you have to wait 5 years to be able to do some certain things, to cross some numerical? What is Zoe saying? What is with men? With men, it's impossible. What about with God? What about with God? What? And he said, "Lo, I am with you, always, always." So if he said that, then what? Oh God, I repent. I've planned with my head. I've planned with my soul. I have not paid attention to my spirit. What am I truly capable of? Maybe when you told me something you wanted me to do, I looked at my network, my social network, and I was thinking, it's impossible. Hey, well, with men, maybe, but with God. With God. With God. Listen to me. If Jesus only expected himself to be able to do those things because he was the Son of God, he wouldn't rebuke the disciples. I wonder what in your life deserves rebuke right now. The way you've planned for your marriage, planned for your children, planned, always looking at the economics, looking at the news, looking at the waves. There's a stare now. A stare now. Zoe.
Zoe.
Zoe. Zoe. Say with me, say, this life that I have is the life of Christ in me. Focus. This life that I have is the life.
This life that I have, hey, is the life of this life. We are just starting, don't worry. That I have, hey. Zoe, power in Zoe, Zoe, healing in Zoe, Zoe, favor in Zoe, Zoe, direction in Zoe, this life, with this life, come on, hey. This life that I have, hey, this life that I have, yes, so this life that I have, hey, so where. Power in Zoe, healing in Zoe, sing it from your spirit. Favor in Zoe, direction in Zoe, power in Zoe, come on, say Eshele Matile Kumene, Eshemene Kopore Kinane. Direction in Zoe, power in Zoe, hey, healing in Zoe, favor in Zoe, Zoe, direction in Zoe. Say this life, this. Trumpeter, play it, let me hear. Say this life, think about it. Woo. This life that I have, just focus on him right now. Focus on him. Thank you, Lord. Sing this one from your spirit. Oh, Holy Ghost, light within my soul. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire in my bones. Oh, Holy Ghost, the power in my life. Come on, Holy Ghost, you and I will change the world. Oh. my soul. Come on. Fire in my bones. Like a belief, you are not. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Sit down one more time. Let me try to preach. I'm trying very hard.
Just allow the Lord do what he's doing. So now, before I move on, let me tell you some true life stories. There is a man named James Howells here in Britain. He was an IT worker, and around 2009, he mined thousands of bitcoins. Then it was still obscure, you know, Bitcoin, its potentialities, and all of that. He accumulated about 7,500 BTC. And at that time, Bitcoin had no real purchasing power. And so he had private keys stored in a hard drive. And then sometime later, in his routine cleanup, he threw away the hard drive. And then in 2013, Bitcoin began to surge. Somebody calculated the worth of what he lost. He didn't lose the Bitcoin, he lost access to it. And the value was $500 million. True life story. So listen, what do you do when there is something in your possession of inestimable value, but you don't discern it? That is the case of many believers. So that is what Jesus was trying to teach. There are 5,000 people. You are sure you can't feed them. But Jesus is saying you can. And he's telling you not to mock you, but because you have capacity you don't know of, he's saying feed them. Feed them. In a city called Kimberley, Northern Cape Town, South Africa, in the 1860s, some people were fishing and they saw white shiny stones Apparently, fishermen had been seeing white, shiny stones. In fact, from it came a rumored parable that children made it toys. They used to play with it as toys. And it was later discovered those white, shiny stones were diamonds. But in a civilization where all they knew was fishing and farming, those white, shiny stones they saw in the Orange River, they thought it was just another fancy kind of stone. They made toys of it. Are you listening to me? So now, Jesus comes on the scene in a civilization that was inspired by Greek philosophy and thought, intellectualism. And then he throws a question. What does it profit a man? He's speaking in real financial terms. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? And now you're thinking, what in a day you soul do? You know, we even joke about things like that. A prayer from Daddy Gio or 10 millionaire, all those kind of things. And make no mistake, that one is a false equivalence because it need not be either or. But they intentionally craft questions like that to try to get you to downplay. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Jesus is saying, if you take all of the money in the United States of America, take all the money in the United Kingdom, take all the money in Russia, and credit it to your account, all of the gold mines, all the diamond mines, all of the oil wells, liquidate it, credit your single account. Jesus is saying, if he's not lying, that your soul is worth more. Are you listening to me? And the person who is talking had so much control in this world, he didn't have to hoard. When he needed resources, he knew what to do. Maybe there is something he knew. Come on, I get what I'm saying. And so when the devil knows that you don't understand your kingdom economics well, he will now get you to prioritize amiss. A lot of people don't know what it means to sell your soul. You see, there are a few ways to lose your soul. It is either you lose it by pledging allegiance to the devil. But there is another subtle way a lot of people don't know about. Look at 3 John 2. Very simple. 3 John 2. 3 John 2. And especially in this part of the world, it's something you have to understand. If you are in 3 John 2, please read together, 1, 2, go. As your soul prospers. So, I want you to prosper and be in good health, but as your soul prospers, it means what legitimizes every other success in your life is the prosperity of your soul. Listen, you must only seek any other success that will not inhibit the prosperity of your soul. This is important. I'm explaining life, the importance of it, the prioritization of it. So this is what undergirds every other success. So listen, this is how the enemy can steal your soul from the back door. By giving you other things at the expense of your soul. There are some things kingdom people ought to prioritize. You ought to prioritize family. You ought to prioritize your soul. There are some things that are common in the world that should be uncommon to you. Whatever will make you too busy to nourish yourself spiritually. You see that thing that David spoke about? He leads me beside the still waters to restore my soul. There are some people, if we're sharing business nuggets, they'll be here. They will be here. But because it's the Bible we are discussing, they came up with intelligent excuses. Because there is a prioritization issue. And one thing that you must first get right,
What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Now, he's challenging you. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Now, some things never catch my fancy. I will never, or maybe, I don't know, let me speak at my current level. I may never, right now, 2026, I don't see myself entering a designer store to buy a t-shirt. You see those ones, those simple t-shirts that cost millions. With due respect, I'm not that kind of person. You can't bamboozle me with branding. It looks pretty normal to me. It looks pretty normal. It looks pretty. Come on, are you listening to me? That's just. There are some wristwatches I'll never buy. I don't just have. If it's not an investment somehow. Are you listening to me? Personal preference. And so there are some things I don't know. So I have a few funny incidences or stories when it comes to riches. Some of you have heard me say it. I should have clocked it. This first one I want to talk about. Because is later I was thinking about it. From what the person said. The person said, I was preparing for a massive project. But the Lord spoke to me to honor you. And to buy this gift and give it to you. So I looked at it, it was a wristwatch. I'm not going to lie to you, it was the ugliest wristwatch I've seen in my life. That's what I sincerely thought. I thought it was very ugly. So as the Lord is my witness, I never wore it one day. I kept it in my wardrobe and just moved on. I said, thank you very much. I'm always very appreciative. And so one day, one of my relatives, someone close enough to enter my room, so you can understand. I don't want to say who exactly. Came into the room and said, I've not seen you wear this wristwatch. The person too didn't know. So I said, you can take it. You can take it. I was there. So the person took it. And now, for context, at that point, the person was teaching in a primary school. I had to tell you so that you understand how, you know, so the person who was rushed to school and was just sitting on a desk and somebody saw it and screamed. I said, where you did go? What do you do with your spare time? Where did you see this wristwatch? My relative gave it to me. Googled the wristwatch and showed her. And she screamed. She didn't know. Now, I also discovered by accident. There was a day, Pastor Bright is here. There was a day we went to a store. Because I thought I wanted to buy a wristwatch. Two testimonies happened that day. This is one of them. Testimony of revelation. So I just went in the store and then I saw the wristwatch. $15,000. Oh, yes. And all of a sudden, the wristwatch became fine in my eyes. And I was just thinking, and the wristwatch fine. Huh? What was I thinking? It's a very fine wristwatch. The very fine wristwatch. So I tried to play a fast one. I called the person. I said, you know what? Are you really using that wristwatch? Let me wait now. Don't judge me. Wait. Hear the bargain. And you will see why it's relevant to this sermon. I didn't know that the person too was. You get it? The person has clocked it. So I said, are you using that wristwatch? Come, let me give you 1 million. Give me the wristwatch.
You must say, I know. I say, oh. Now listen to me. What I just described is what the devil tries to do all the time. Listen to me. Even if you did not know your value, whatever the devil tempts you with gives you an estimation of your value. Even if you were not sure, if he tempts you with it, you are worth more. If it's because he understands economics, if he's trying to exchange it with you, with your values, with your future, you are worth more. If you didn't know before, judge by your temptations. I'm telling you, judge by your temptations. Jesus, don't be flattered. I'm using Jesus. Just, do you understand? If he says, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world, it's because they will soon be under your feet. They will soon be under your feet. Don't fall for it. Hi. You know, there's one celebrity I was reading somewhere some years ago. They said when he was in secondary school, he stole a laptop. You know, if he knew where he was going, maybe he wouldn't have done that. But now that thing is in the resume. No matter where he reaches in this life, he stole a laptop. He stole a laptop. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Listen, I want to tell you something. You should follow God for God's sake. But I have discovered something, that the people who press into God for God's sake, all other things become added. Come on, are you listening to me? If you follow what the Bible teaches in Matthew 6, Jesus is assuring you there are some things you shouldn't need to pray for. He said, look at the fowls of the air. They don't sow. They don't reap. They don't store in banks. They don't have a good saving culture. They don't attend finance seminars. But somehow, they never go to bed without your heavenly Father feeding them. He said, you are worth more than many sparrows. So what he now tells you is this. Seek first. If you knew some things will be sorted, what will you do with your life? If money was not a factor, what will you do with your life? Now, put your life in that direction in faith, even if those things are not yet sorted. Make sure you always put yourself in a position where your soul is constantly feeding, because there is more capital in life. Listen to me. If you don't know the behind the scenes of David's life, there are some things that will be left to assumption. You will assume. Oh, how did David become king? Oh, one day he just luckily went and he heard the bragging of Goliath. It was an opportunity. He took it. You can teach it in business terms, seizing opportunities. But there is a behind the scenes. A prophet came to his house and anointed him. Now, for 13 years, it looked like nothing was happening. Let me tell you something. Do you know this is how the realm of the spirit operates? There are some results in your life that you don't even know what it is tied to. There are some results in your... See, sometimes in meetings like this, the change is immediate. Sometimes it stays seemingly dormant, waiting for the Kairos moment. And when the Kairos moment happens, except you are discerning, you can attribute everything to chance. I luckily was there when Goliath was bragging. What about the Kairos opportunities that made you face the lion and the bear? Things that your mates were not facing. Things that in retrospect, before you thought God must really hate you. Why are you going through all this? But it was toughening you up for an opportunity that only you will be qualified to face.
The permutations of the spirit are so complicated. Listen, these are some of the things that people in the world know. That somebody is not making progress. He's not making sales in his business. He goes to Baba. Baba gives him something. He ties it to one corner in his shop. And then somebody is passing the shop and stops. Now, the person does not understand what is happening. But you are watching. You know what is happening. Not you, the people. All those things end in destruction. But I'm showing you, listen. Don't play fair in a wicked world. Don't do life without supernatural advantage. I know what I'm saying. One idiot who is jealous of your success can blow you something. A powder and your life will change. Come on, are you listening to me? Stop playing church. I know that you are a teacher come from above. Because no one can do these great miracles except God be with him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born from above. The more careful transliteration from the Greek is actually born from above. Except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. He that is born of the flesh is flesh. Listen, there are dimensions of success born of the flesh. Born from intellect, born from sheer will, exertion. But he that is born of the spirit is who? Train your spirit. The enemy will do everything to distract you. Train your spirit. Prioritize your soul. In Luke 12, that guy worked so hard, his bands were full. And he said, I will break it, build a bigger one. When are you planning to prioritize your soul? You said, okay, when you get a good job and settle, you will make use of your time. But the rat race keeps luring you. You want more. You've not sat down to hear from God. There is a genius you have not tapped into. I'm telling you, a genius you've not tapped into. I know somebody, very good friend of mine. He was already selling a particular product. Then he slept and dreamt. And then in the dream, he saw another product similar to that one, but different. He woke up knowing he had heard from God. That is his top selling product. He sells more than 1,000 pieces of that product daily. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is, this thing can influence your marriage. It can influence your children. It can influence your career choices. It can influence every aspect of your life. And now, these are some of the dimensions that it manifests. Number one, in wisdom. Are you listening to me? When God imparts to you wisdom, that is not capital in the natural realm. That is not capital in the bios realm. That is not capital, well, maybe in the suke realm, but I'm saying supernatural wisdom. He just imparts. I cannot explain it. There are things I just know. That's one of the reasons I love PK so much, because it was like a team forged in heaven, because then he used to be our graphic designer and he could interpret some of the things I see in my spirit. Let me tell you something. Some things I know without conscious learning, it's incredible. Sometimes I function, for instance, like a branding expert. Look at the logo of CCI. Double infinity, endless life. Brilliant, anywhere in the world. I remember when we're sitting together, we're trying to change the logo of the church. I said, you know what? Endless life. Pick this one. Double infinity. Do it like this. And I'll never forget, I was talking to one of the foremost brand experts in this country, in Abuja. And he said, I cannot get over this logo. This is so brilliant. Who did it for you? One of the reasons I appreciate Triumph 30 Live Devotion is so that you can see firsthand sometimes how I receive songs. If you don't see it, it will be hard to believe. I can receive songs, verse 1, verse 2, bridge, chorus, in one sweep. How? Come on, are you listening to me? So now, when somebody is teaching eternal life, teaching praying in the spirit, teaching wisdom, I'm telling you, many times, you know, I was praying with, I had a vigil with Pastor Peter and Pastor Okwe, and they constantly saw me as I was speaking in tongues, typing. I had to tell them, so I receive word of knowledge per second when I'm praying. And I'm done sometimes with full pages of what to do. I just know what to do. Listen, it doesn't matter how much of a fix I'm in. Just let me get to that secret place. Just give me time. Give me time. I know how to raise capital. Give me time. I know how to find the way out. Just give me, as long as I'm there. Ha! Spot on direction. Who to talk to? Who to work with? What to do? Sometimes specific word of knowledge about friends. I don't want to tell you some things that the Lord showed me just a few weeks ago. Spot on stuff. That's your life, oh. So listen. I said wisdom. When the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, get wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. I don't know how bad whatever situation you're in, there is a higher wisdom. There is what to do. The moment it drops in your spirit, there is a way out. I'm telling you. So sometimes it comes in wisdom. Some other times it comes with impartation. Like I said with David, how do you just pour oil on someone's head and say, you are the next king, and go? And be, hear what I'm about to say. Everything else was left to supernatural chance. You know, there's such a thing, supernatural chance, that by chance, you are building a resume, you fight a lion and a bear. By chance, the day Goliath is bragging, they send you at that exact moment. I don't think that Goliath was bragging sun up to sundown. He will be tired. So he will come at a particular time and brag. And that time coincided exactly with the time that David came. Some people, their life is like that too. Let me tell you something that happened. There was a time I was saying, this man of God, Bishop Abioye, I really want to meet him. I really want to meet him. It wasn't up to 2 weeks. I entered the plane. And guess who was sitting in front of me? Bishop Abioye. So I was like, God, step one. So how do I talk to him? So maybe when he's coming down, before his PA comes, I will rush and grab his bag. I said, no, my life is too calculated for that. What you started in the spirit, I won't finish it in the flesh. So I was there seated. Now, one woman, as I was still thinking that in my head, he got up to get something from his bag. When he sat down, because he got up, somebody at the back saw him and just came and knelt by his side and said, Daddy, do you remember me? In your church in Kaduna those years, I was serving in the, you know, in the media team. Do you remember one day that I fainted and you prayed for me? I was just laughing, you know, and they were both laughing. And I said, oh, but you are coming from Lagos. What were you doing in Lagos? He said, now, here, oh. Said, I went to Celebration Church. I was sitting at the back. See. I said, my life be like. He says, Celly what? He says, Celebration Church. Apostle Emmanuel Irene. He said, I've heard that name. I said, it's me, sir.
It's me. I'm here. So you turn back and like, oh yeah, come and sit here.
See, I'm telling you. Let me tell you something. I'll never forget, I went to Akure for something. As I was flying back, the Holy Ghost was telling me, I want to activate a new dimension of healing grace in your life. So I was speaking in tongues in the plane, speaking in tongues. And he said, somebody's going to pray for you. So I was like, okay. On the plane from Akure, so I was speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. So as I was coming down, a white lady wanted to pass. So I said, oh, sorry, ma. I didn't recognize her. So when she went forward, don't forget, the Holy Ghost, I said, someone will pray for you. When she went forward, somebody tapped me. Somebody I don't know. Tapped me. I said, do you know who that is? I said, I don't know. I said, that's T.L. Osborne's daughter. From Akure. I'm not saying it wasn't an international flight. And if, I'm sorry, to be respectful, if it was even Lagos to Abuja, maybe she went to see the president. Are you listening? And then the Holy Ghost said, yes, that's what I want to pass to you. Maybe you lobby too much. Maybe you lobby. You know, I was telling some of my friends I was praying with. I said, just imagine you were David and they came to call you. Samuel is looking for you. He said, come on, get out. You're playing with you. Samuel said, you're the next king. He wants to anoint you. He said, you don't start again. You don't start again. I said, he has refused to sit. He said, until you come back, he will not sit. He's calling you. Pay attention. And then he goes back. All the days worshiping by himself in the wilderness. He didn't know. God was listening. God was looking at his heart. I said, there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. So the first, I said, is wisdom. The second is what? And the third is prophecy. I'm not saying these are the only three. So the first is what? The second is what? The third is what? Time is fast spent. Please stand to your feet. Listen. Listen to me. What I shared with you is very powerful, very important. I can't in good conscience continue. Time is far spent. Listen, tonight and tomorrow, you're receiving impartation. You're receiving prophecy. You're receiving wisdom. The life of God that makes a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Supernatural capital to see the invisible, do the impossible. You know, the full story of how we're able to pay for our property back home, I will tell it in 15 years. The favor on my life, it seems like jazz. I'm telling you the truth. God will do things in your life that will be hard to explain. Yeah. Let me pray that again. The dimension of favor you will begin to walk in from today. Oh my God. I said they will be hard to explain. Yeah. I said they will be hard to explain. Yeah. Yes. See, God told Abraham, he said, lift up your eyes and see. all this land. He didn't mean it metaphorically. He meant it literally. This very land, not what south, what east, I will give to your children. So what kind of economics gives you something that you look at? You know what? We're done. Thank him. I give you 10 seconds. I give you 10 seconds. I give you 10 seconds.
I see what you people are doing.
Can we just sing this 3 times? I'm thoroughly furnished with wisdom and power. I have resources. Oh, you have resources. Congratulations.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen. So this evening, we're just going to spend time singing to the Lord and flowing in the supernatural.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.